Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer sessions of today's call, you may press star one to ask a question. Today's call is being recorded, and at this time, I turn the call over to Adra Thomas. You may begin.
Good afternoon. This is Adra Thomas, Public Affairs Specialist in the Census Bureau's Public Information Office. I'd like to welcome everyone listening in on the phone today and following this webinar online. Next week, we will release the 2014 American Community Survey statistics. We have two major releases coming out next week. On Wednesday, September 17th, income, poverty, and health insurance statistics from the Current Population Surveys Annual Social and Economic Supplement will be released. Then on Thursday, September 18th, we will release statistics from the 2014 American Community Survey. This webinar will help you prepare for the release of the 2014 American Community Survey. Today, we have Gretchen Gooding, a survey statistician with the American Community Survey Office, will discuss what's new coming from the American Community Survey. Then following her presentation, we will take questions from media. After we take questions, we will walk through a quick tutorial on how to access some of the data products Gretchen talked about. We will take final questions after the tutorial. So without further delay, let me present Gretchen Gooding.
Thank you, Adra. So today we are going to talk about, as Adra mentioned, the releases that we have next week. We're going to go over some ACS basics, which is a good refresher for those of you who haven't looked at the data in a while. Then we're going to talk about changes to the 2014 ACS data release. We'll talk about the ACS website. That should be of interest to you. We had a website migration over the summer, so all of our URLs changed on the website. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about ways you can keep in touch with us through social media. We'll open it up for questions, and then we'll do a demo if you want to stay on the line about accessing the products on American Fact Finder. We'll open it up for questions again, and then do an evaluation at the end. So next week's release. On Wednesday, September 16th, and I think you might have said the 17th when you were talking, but it is Wednesday the 16th, we have our National Income, Poverty, and Health Insurance Statistics from the 2014 Current Population Surveys Annual Social and Economic Supplement, or the CPS-ASEC. So this will be the report will include statistics for calendar year 2014 and compare trends with previous years. We also have the Supplemental Poverty Measure, which is an effort to take into account many of the government programs designed to assist low-income families and individuals that were not included in the current official poverty measure. That's also coming out on the 16th. Then we also have the state-level health insurance estimate from the 2014 American Community Survey. So this will have a few tables showing state-level coverage and trends between 2008 and 14. And then we have our embargo beginning on the 16th at noon. So for those of you who have access, embargo access, you'll be able to get to those statistics at noon for release at 12:01 a.m. on Thursday the 17th. And then please note that this is a 12-hour embargo. And then on Thursday, September 17th, we have the public release. So as a reminder for those of you, some basics about the American Community Survey. This is an ongoing survey that samples about 3.5 million addresses per year, making it the largest federal housing unit survey. It's designed to produce critical information that was previously collected in the decennial census. You may recall that Census 2000 had both a short and long form. The ACS replaced the long form information, so the 2010 census only had those short form questions. It was fully implemented in 2005. We've also added group quarters in 2006 and expanded our sample in 2011. We collect data on a wide range of demographic, social, economic, and housing characteristics, and this includes most of the topics formerly collected in the long form of the decennial census. We'll talk about more of those characteristics in a future slide. And we annually publish estimates in the form of 1- and 5-year estimates for small geographic areas and population groups. And one thing that distinguishes ACS from other federal surveys is that you'll get data for much smaller pieces of geography and smaller groups than you will from other surveys. There we go. So, talking about ACS content, we use the terms social, economic, housing, and demographic quite often. We use those terms on Fact Finder and when we're talking. And so let's talk about what we mean by these different characteristics. So social characteristics include topics such as education, marital status, fertility, veterans, disability, citizenship, language, migration. Economic characteristics include topics like employment status, income, commuting, occupation and industry, health insurance, class of worker. Housing characteristics include topics like owners versus renters, occupancy and structure, home value, costs, utilities, plumbing, kitchen facilities. And demographic characteristics include the basics such as sex, age, race, Hispanic origin, and relationships. So not only do we have all these different characteristics, but we also produce them for lots of different geographies. We like to say that geography is what puts the community into the American Community Survey. So for this one-year release, we have approximately 7,800 geographic areas. And this includes all areas of 65,000-plus total population, and this includes the nation, all states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, all metropolitan areas, all congressional districts using 114th congressional district boundaries, and all counties and places of 65,000 more. And on a lot of these slides, you'll see a link, and that can take you to our website where you can get more information about things I'm talking about. You can see we have all these different topics, we have all these different geographies, and the way you can get to them is through our different data products. And so in the one-year data release, we have both what we call profiles and tables. The profiles are generally kind of a variety, so if you're interested in a lot of different topics but not necessarily the most detail of those topics, you'd want to look at our profiles. And the tables are where you'd want to go if you really want to find kind of the most information we have on a certain topic. So for this release, we have data profiles. Again, you're seeing the social, economic, housing, and demographic, those terms used again. So this is where you'd go if you're interested in learning about a piece of geography, if you're writing for a particular market, and you're not necessarily interested in one topic, but you want to learn something about every topic in the ACS. And these include both estimates and percentages. The comparison profiles, these are great if you're interested in learning how a piece of geography changes over time. It has the same information as the data profiles, but it covers the years 2010 through 2014. It also includes statistical significance for the current year compared to the preceding years. The selected population profiles, these are great if you're not necessarily interested in a piece of geography, but a particular population group, such as a race group, Hispanic origin, ancestry, or place of birth group. And they have most of the same characteristics as our other profiles. Then we also have ranking tables and geographic comparison tables. And this is of interest for those of you who want to see how a piece of geography compares to another piece of geography. So if you want to see how your state compares to other states or your county compares to the other counties in your state, this is a great place to go. And I should say the number in parentheses are the number of tables we have. And then we have subject tables. So if you're interested in a particular subject, so I listed some of them a few slides ago, for example, veterans or educational attainment, this is where you go for a lot of data on a single topic. And these also include percentages. And then finally, we have over 1,300 detail tables. So this is where you can go for the additional information to fill in your story. This is where you're really going to find the most detailed information on ACS. And when we get to the Fact Finder demo at the end, we'll show you different screenshots of what these look like in Fact Finder. So we're going to transition over and talk about this release. And we're going to switch over. We were using a PowerPoint. I think we have the PDF. Or sorry, we were using a PDF. See if we can open up the PowerPoint. Yeah, just make it from slideshow, then click on slide 9, there we go, and then do it from front slide. Open that from the front half, so. So we did all these fun animations for our slide, and in the PDF you don't get to see those, so I was like, let's transition to the PowerPoint so you can see all these fun little animations we threw in. So here we go. So transitioning over into what's new for the 2014 data release, we have new tables that we want to highlight. The first one is B05013. This is sex by age for the foreign-born population, and this provides estimates in five-year age intervals. You can see here we have under 5 years old, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, etc. Our next new table, again with the foreign-born population, is B05014. This is, again, the same title, sex by age, for the foreign-born population. And this one has age broken out in 10-year intervals. So you can see now it's under 10 years, 10 to 19 years, et cetera. And then we have two tables on employment status. The first one has kind of a lengthy title. I won't read it out to you, but it's table B23026. And this provides estimates for usual hours worked per week, by weeks worked for the population 65 and over. And then our final table we want to highlight is B23027. So this provides estimates for the full-time year-round work status by age for the population 16 and over. And if you're interested in seeing these table shells, they are available on our FTP site. And again, the URL is at the bottom of the screen. And it has not only our new tables, but all the table shells for this release. We also have some noteworthy product modifications. So these are tables that are already existing, but we've kind of tweaked them a little bit and want to make sure you know about that. So we have two tables where the housing tables were modified to expand the housing burden categories to include up to 50% or more burden. We previously only showed up to 35% or more. So B25074 is gross rent as a percentage of household income, and B25095 is selected monthly owner costs as a percentage of household income. We also have nine tables for Puerto Rico plumbing tables that have been restored. Again, there's nine of them. From 2010 to 13, the tables on these facilities were not shown for Puerto Rico, but now they're available again. And then the title for the foreign-born table, B05005, was modified from year of entry to period of entry. We also have some geography updates to share. So the biggest one being that the Boundary and Annexation Survey, or the BAS, was suspended in 2014. So our 2014 estimates do not reflect boundary updates from legal annexations, but they do include new incorporations, disincorporations, and legal name changes. Finally, we want to talk about some general guidance for data users. Overall, we recommend comparing across geographies and population subgroups using the 2014 ACS. We haven't had a lot of changes between 2013 and 14, so you're generally safe making comparisons, but we always recommend caution when comparing income, earnings, and poverty because the reference periods for ACS overlap. So, for example, if you're part of the 2013 ACS and you're responding in December of 2013 at the very end of the year, your income in the past 12 months would refer to December 2012 to December 2013. But if you're responding a month later in the 2014 ACS, in January, your past 12 months would refer to this January 2013 to January 2014, and most of these months overlap. Also, we recommend comparing percentages, means, medians, and rates instead of totals wherever possible, and don't expect the ACS estimates to match decennial census counts or estimates from other surveys, and probably the one you're thinking of right now is the CPS, which we're also releasing around the same time. So as Adra said when we started, the CPS has its income, poverty, and health insurance estimates that will be coming out from their 2014 CPS on Wednesday, September 16th. The estimates from CPS and ACS differ for a number of reasons, but the trends generally over time are similar, and we recommend for national estimates using the current population survey and for the subnational estimates using the American Community Survey. And we just released a series of blogs, I believe yesterday, talking about CPS, ACS, and these topics. Now I want to talk about the ACS website. We migrated this summer to a different look and feel on our website, so we want to make sure that you have the information and the right links to get you where you need to go. So the screenshot you're seeing is what our website looked like up till about probably May or June of this year. So this is why we had to switch to the PowerPoint, right, so you could see that X on the screen. So we just want to remind you that this is what it looks like now. You definitely want to make sure to update your links. The census.gov/ACS has stayed the same, but everything underneath that has changed. We want to point out a couple of pages that should be of interest to those of you preparing for the data release. And these pages just got released like a few hours ago this morning, so they should have the most up-to-date information for data release. So the first one is the 2014 data release page. This used to be under the Data and Documentation tab. We'll update this throughout the fall with our five-year release as it gets closer. And this includes links to our new and notable items, release schedule, table and geography changes, which we used to call data product changes, and geography highlights. So again, this is a good place to go if you want to see what's new with this release. We also wanted to point out that we do have links to different tables and tools on our website to get you directly into the data. And so one that we're showing right now is our subject tables, and this is updated. This will be updated next week with the one-year estimates, and that's on our website under Data and Data Tables and Tools. You can see there's lots of different products there. We're just highlighting the subject tables. We also release comparison guidance every year. So this is under Guidance for Data Users, Comparing ACS Data, and you can see that you can compare the 2014 ACS back to Census 2000, compare it back to the 2013 ACS, and also compare it back to 2010 Census. And so for each of those topics, you can kind of expand. You can see if we suggest comparing it with caution, and some rationale why we would say that, or not to compare at all. We also have a documentation page, and this is under Technical Documentation, and then the link is Code List, Definitions, and Accuracy. The title kind of says it all. This will link you to our code list. So if you're looking for detailed codes for variables that have lots of responses, such as ancestry or occupation, the subject definition, which is a specific definition of the variables in our survey, definition of group quarters. We have instructions for applying statistical testing. These are basic instructions for obtaining the ACS standard errors when you need to do statistical testing. And then next week, we'll update it with a link to our comparison guidance and the accuracy of the data when those are available. Also not directly on the ACS website, but I think definitely of interest to a lot of users, is the Application Programming Interface, or API. You can see it's at census.gov/developers. So if you're interested in getting the data as an API in HTML, XML, or JSON format, our one-year estimate should be there next Thursday. And we also have you can see a little screenshot, a new toolkit. It's called the City SDK, or Software Development Kit. And so this came out to help it make it easier to use the API for common tasks that our developer community was asking for. So if you're there, you might want to check that out as well. And then transitioning towards the future and towards what's coming out this fall, we'll have our five-year estimates coming out. So these are the 2010 to 14 ACS five-year estimates. And these go down all the way to the small geographies, the tracts, and the block groups. And we'll have the embargo beginning on Tuesday, December 8th, and the public release will be Thursday, December 10th. And then we also have our public use microdata sample files, or the PUMS files. And so those will be coming out. The one-year file will be coming out Tuesday, October 27th. And the five-year file will be coming out early next year on January 21st. And one thing to note is that we don't have a three-year release this year, so your next release after 1 year will be the five-year release. So I also want to highlight some releases that we've had with our data recently, some different reports and table packages in case you've missed them. So in August, we had two reports come out. One is the ACS commuting report and table package. So this included a report on commuting by private vehicle, and it used the 2013 ACS. And they also released the county-to-county commuting flows table package that looked at traveling to work between counties and the primary mode travel mode that people use. And this was based on ACS data collected from 2006 to 13. And then a few weeks ago, at the end of August, the ACS migration products came out. So these were new migration flow tables, and they used data collected between 2009 and 13. And it showed how residents moved or flowed from one county or metro area to another during the course of a year. And then we also have more releases coming out with later this fall. So next week we'll have the health insurance in the United States 2014 coming out on September 16th. And so this will have information with national level statistics from CPS, and then it will also have some national and state level statistics from the ACS. and it'll include data from the 2014 calendar year and compare it back to the previous year. We also have a report coming out on the disability of veterans later this fall, and we'll also have a language other than English spoken at home table package coming out this fall, and it'll have information from the ACS on over 340 detailed languages spoken at home in the U.S. And we're kind of talking, now we're kind of transitioning over to ways to connect with us. And one of the things we love is if you source us. So we love seeing when people say not only the U.S. Census Bureau, but mentioning that they're getting their information from the American Community Survey. So we showed a couple of examples of your colleagues saying that they're using this is, of course, the 2013 ACS. But if you're writing your reports and getting ready, we would love to be able to say, be able to see that you're using the ACS. So that's just a little reminder. And then we also have ways that you can stay in touch with us. We use the hashtag ACS data. So as you're working with the public, releasing stories, make sure to use that with your ACS stories. And you can connect with us lots of different ways on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest. So we're everywhere. Now we're going to open it up for questions and dial *1 and get queued up for the operator. And then after we do questions, we'll also do a demo on how to access information in FactFinder.
And again, at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, just press *1 and record your name clearly. Again, *1. And one moment, please, for our first question.
All right. So while we're waiting, a little commercial here. We wanted to make sure you knew about the ACS Data User Group, or we call it the DUG around here. And it's helped. It was created to help improve the understanding of the value and utility of ACS data and promote information sharing. Membership is free and open to all interested users. We do webinars and special sessions at professional meetings. We had a data user group conference earlier this year. We had one last year, and the next one is planned for 2017. We have a data user group website and an online community with over 1,300 members. So if you're interested in joining that, it's at acsdatausers.org.
We do have a question if you'd like to take it.
Okay.
Again, just press *1 to ask a question. Our question comes from Emma Tramble with State Voices. You may ask your question.
Hi. I just have a question for when the PUMS data will be available in Data Ferret.
Is it the same time? Okay, so the PUMS data should be released in Data Ferret at the same time that it comes out. So the 1 year, that's October 27th. Let me go back and make sure I have the right slide. And for the 5 year, it'll be January 21st, 2016.
Terrific. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do have another question that comes from Nina Sandlin with Health and Disability Advocates of Chicago. You may ask your question.
Yes. I was wondering why there was no 3 year release this year.
Hi, thanks for the question. This is Deb Stempowski. I'm the chief in the American Community Survey Office. And in 15, we had some budget challenges, so we had to make a tough choice and eliminate our 3-year data product. We're happy that we can keep our 5-year product, which still provides the data to all sizes of communities.
Thanks.
Thank you. At this time, I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you. So here on the screen, if you're media and have questions, please feel free to contact our public information office. Our number is 301-763-3030, or send us an email at pio@census.gov. For non-media, please contact our public customer service office at 301-763-INFO, which is 4636, or the 1-800 number at 1-800-923-8282.
We do have several questions that have just come in, if you'd like to take them.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We do have Matt Phillips with Atlantic Media. Go ahead with your question.
Hi there. I was wondering if you could tell me if I was interested in tracking down educational attainment by age bracket, where if there's like an overall place where I can find like a guide to which table I should be looking for.
So probably the best place for you to look is FactFinder. So if you want to stay on the line, we are going to do a demo, and you can see kind of how to go in there and find your information.
And would that be updated with the ACS?
So next week, the 2014 estimates will be coming out on the 17th.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a question from Ashley Suter with Indiana State Department of Health. You may ask your question.
Hi. Will the five-year estimates be released on January 21st, 2016?
So the five-year estimates will be in FactFinder and most of our products on December 10th. And then the PUMS file, that's what's coming out in January, the five-year PUMS file.
Thank you.
Thank you. And this question comes from Amber Wallen with New Mexico Voices for Children. You may ask your question.
Hi. I was just wondering if the Supplemental Poverty Measure report would include any state-level data. I'm sorry, I joined a little bit late, so if you already mentioned that. And then also, will this presentation be sent out so we could copy the link straight away from it?
Sure. So the presentation is available online, census.gov, in our newsroom, and there's a press kit. And right in the press kit, you'll see the presentation for today. So you can definitely get that information.
Okay, great.
In answer to your first question, the Supplemental Poverty Measure uses the current population survey, annual social and economic supplement. And since last year, we had a redesign in the survey. We are not going to be able to do three-year estimates this year because we don't have 3 years of comparable data. So as a result of that, there will not be state estimates in the SPM report that comes out next Wednesday.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Rick Simpkinson with Private Business. You may ask your question.
Thank you. I was wondering if the sequence files between the one-year and the five-year data are going to be different as they were with the 2013 data, or if the sequence files will be the same for 2014.
You're talking about the sequence number, table number, lookup files for the summary file?
Yes.
So the sequences do change between 1 year and 5 year.
Okay.
So I don't think we publish as many tables for 5 year as we do for 1 year. So.
Right. Okay. It just makes it difficult when importing all the data. So.
And are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
Thank you. And this question comes from Jed Culpo with Turner Center. You may ask your question.
Thanks. I actually have two questions. The first one is regarding the CPS ASEC, the March supplement. And my question is whether, like last year, there's going to be a split sample or whether it will all be released at once. My second question is regarding the ACS. I've looked through the document on calculation of standard errors and just wanted to find out how I could have a follow-up conversation with someone for a bit more technical background on that. Thank you.
So I'll answer your second question first, and then I'll have our subject matter person come up. But you can contact our call center, and they can put you in touch with the appropriate staff who can help you out with those questions. And so that's the contact information you see on the screen. And then for the first question.
Okay, so this year there will not be a split sample in the current population survey annual social and economic supplement. All households will have received the redesigned income questions and the redesigned health insurance questions. So there will not be a split.
Thank you. And are you ready for the next question?
Yes. We'll take one more question, and then we'll go into the demo. And then following the demo, we can take final questions.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ryan Gemark with Nonprofit Michigan. You may ask your question.
Hi. I was just wondering, if I'm looking at either the most recent data or historical ACS data, is there an easy way in FactFinder to know what geography I'm looking at? So specifically when it comes to MSAs, where the counties switch every 10 years or whatever it is?
I think you're talking about the MSA definitions changing. Do you want to answer that, Matt?
Yeah, this is Matt. I'm the chief of the geographic coordination branch in ACSO. So if I understand your question correctly, you're trying to understand when these things change in AFF?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we just ran into something last week where someone was comparing data using the old geography to the new geography, but we had to kind of, you know, pull a bunch of different versions of everything because we didn't know what MSA was in FactFinder for different years.
So basically, it's a straight-up year change comparison. So up to 2012, ACS estimates, including multi-year estimates, if you're using those, they would have been using the post-2000 census CBSA definitions for metro and micro areas. Starting with the 2013 ACS estimates, we would be using the post-2010 CBSA definitions.
Okay.
So it's that change from 2012 to 2013 where you're going to see the changes in the CBSA definitions, and you have to be aware of that when you're making comparisons over time between something that's 2012 or earlier versus something that's 2013 or later.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Another thing, too, is on our website, census.gov/ACS, there's a link to geography in the ACS. And each year we post a chart, and it shows the vintages that we use for the release year. So you can see what definitions we're using for the MSAs this year.
Thank you for your question. Now we're going to turn this over to Gretchen. She's going to give us a quick run-through of how to access the data on the American FactFinder site. Then we'll open up for questions and answers at the end.
All right. So American FactFinder, I'm going to show you kind of a quick demo. Now that you've seen our data products, we'll talk about how you can access them. So the first thing you probably want to note is that our URL is factfinder.census.gov. In the past, you were using the FactFinder 2, so you want to make sure that you've updated that. And then I'll tell you, to start off, there's a lot of ways you can get to information, so I'm kind of showing you the way that I think works best, but I feel like it's like a choose-your-own-adventure book. There's more than one way to get to the end. So I generally like to start by going to the advanced search from the ribbon at the top of the screen. And so you can see it's highlighted now in gold. And then you'll want to make sure that the Your Selections box in the upper left-hand corner is empty. Whatever you have in there is influencing your search results. And then you'll want to use these gray boxes on the left-hand side. And we're going to start by primarily using the topics and geographies. So you'll want to expand topics on the left-hand side, and this is so you can go right to getting the 2014 one-year estimates when they're available next week. And then you'll want to expand the data set, the button next to data set. And then the top search result should be, top option should be the 2014 ACS one-year estimates. And the number in parentheses is the number of tables that correspond to this release. So you see you have almost 2,700 tables to choose from. We're going to talk about how you can narrow down that search quickly. So we talked about some different product types. I talked about how the profiles are kind of a broad overview of many different topics, and then the detailed tables or the different kinds of tables we have are usually where you can get the most detailed information. So once you've selected the 2014 ACS one-year estimates and it's in your selection, you're limiting your search results just to this data set. You're not going to get older years of the ACS. You're not going to get other surveys. It's just going to be this release. And then, again, you're going to want to expand topics on the left-hand side. And this time, you're going to want to expand the button next to product type. And then from here, you can select one of the different products. And I'm going to show you different screenshots of what these look like. And so for this example, I'm going to start off with a comparison profile. So you can see that by picking my data set and the product type, we went from about 2,700 tables to about 5. So this is really valuable if you can start kind of narrowing down your selection. And then generally for most of you, you're interested in a specific geography or geographies. The default is the nation, but most of you want to write something about a community you're in. So you want to, this time, instead of clicking on the topics box, click on the geographies box. And then there's a little drop-down here where you can select your geographic types. And so you can see here we have all these different kinds of geographies, the U.S., regions, nations, states. In this example, we're going to pick a place, and then it's going to ask you the state, and here we're using Illinois, and then we're going to pick Chicago City, Illinois. And you can add more than one geography. I'm just going to do one, and then when you're finished with your geography, you'll add to your selection and then close out this geography overlay. So now in your selections, you can see each time we're adding something to the process. So we have our data set, our product type, and now we have our geography. And so here you can see we have our four different tables. So these are the different comparison profiles. So we have one for social characteristics, economic characteristics, housing characteristics, and demographics. So again, we've limited our search results. And you can see we're viewing our search results. And then you open up the tables, you can click on the blue title of the table. So now I've switched to using the 2013 data because it's publicly available. And you can see we're looking at table CT03, which is a comparison economic, a comparative economic characteristics profile. And you can see here, too, that I've picked Chicago City, Illinois, so I've narrowed down my geography. And the specific section I'm looking at is the commuting to work section, and it has information for workers 16 and over about if they drove alone, carpooled, and here what I'm looking at is public transportation. And so you can see, or maybe you can't because it's a little bit hard to look at, but I have the 2013 estimate compared to the 2012 estimate, and you can see there's also in this column 2013 to 12 statistical significance, and there's an asterisk there. And what that means is that the difference is statistically significant. And the statistical testing is done using margin of errors at the 90% confidence level. So that's just an example of our comparison profile. And then I'm still looking at transportation, but this time I'm going to look at a detailed table. This time I'm looking at table B08006. This is sex of worker by means of transportation to work. And so I talked about how a profile kind of has a little bit of everything, but the detailed table is really where you're getting the most detail. And so now you can see when I'm looking at transportation to work, not only do I have carpooled, but it's broken out by two-person carpool, three-person carpool, four or more. I have all these different kinds of public transportation modes broken out, et cetera. So this is really where you're getting the most information about this topic. So that's just an example of what the detailed tables look like. And then this isn't necessarily new functionality in FactFinder, but not something we always showcase. And this is the thematic map function, so you can create a map. And I forgot to circle it, but we're looking at table B08103, which is the median age by means of transportation to work. And this time I'm looking at public transportation. So I'm looking at the median age of people taking public transportation. And so you can see here I have a map by state. And you can see on the left-hand side I have these different data classes. You can change the color range, you can change the number of classes, you can do some customization here. But if you need kind of a quick way to map something, that tool is available in FactFinder. You're able to do that by clicking the Create a Map, and it's going to prompt you to click on a data value within your table. So that's how I got my public transportation row. And then the pop-up message will appear to confirm the data value to map, and you say Show Map. That's how you get to this. And then we also have our ranking tables. And so here I'm looking at R0801. So again, I'm still looking at transportation, but just a different way. And this is the mean travel time to work of workers 16 and over who did not work at home. So I'm looking at their commute in minutes. And I'm going to click, I want to see the statistical significance. And so you can see here I'm interested in Illinois. And so So California at 27.9 minutes with a one kind of pound sign next to it is not statistically different from Illinois at 28 minutes, and it has the two pound signs next to it. So that indicates the geography I selected, and then any geography with a single pound sign next to it indicates that the estimate is not statistically different from the selected geography. And then we also have the geographic comparison tables. So I'm looking, again, at another mean travel time to work of workers 16 and over, but this time I'm looking at counties within Illinois. And so you can see here the different travel times for geography within the state. So those are just some different options you have of pulling tables out of FactFinder, and we'll open it up again for questions.
So as we're preparing for questions, just wanted to remind you that next week we are releasing the current population survey 2014 numbers on next Wednesday, September 16th. There will be a press news conference at 10 a.m. Please visit our website for additional information. In addition to us, we will also embargo the 2014 one-year ACS numbers at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So reporters, please remember to update your embargo access. Please give public information a call so you can update that information. Operator, are there any questions?
And again, just press star 1 to ask a question. We do have a question from Nina Sandlin with Health and Disability Advocates of Chicago. Go ahead with your question.
Hi. I had heard earlier in the year that there would be a change in the definition of uninsured as in health insurance for the 2014 data set. Is that something you can speak to?
Hi, this is Marina Bornovitsky, and I'm in the Health and Disability Statistics Branch. There are no changes in definitions for 2014 in how the uninsured are defined.
Oh, wonderful.
However, one thing to be aware of is that the current population survey and the American Community Survey, they do measure slightly different concepts. So the ACS is really a point-of-time measure, and it defines uninsured as uninsured at the time of the interview, while in the CPS, somebody is considered uninsured if they did not have any health insurance coverage for the entire previous calendar year. But those definitions have not changed from last year.
Great. Thank you.
As we're waiting for more callers, we encourage you all to please complete the evaluation. An evaluation can be found here. There are just simply six questions, and it actually provides us with your comments. So please take the time to fill out that evaluation and hit submit at the end. Operator, are there additional questions that we have?
We do have more questions, and again, just press star 1 to ask a question. We have a question from Vicki Virgin with New York Mayor's Office. See me ask your question.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just wondering when the state estimates will be available from the SPM.
Sure. We have our subject matter expert, Trudy Renwick, coming up to answer that question for you.
Hi. Because of the split sample last year, the estimates for this year using the redesign questions are not comparable to the estimates from 2012, so we will not be producing state-level SPM estimates this year. Next year, when we have 3 years of consistent data, then we will again produce those state estimates.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a question from Matt Phillips with Atlantic Media. You may ask your question.
Hi there. Thanks again for letting me give another question. I had a question that I've been looking at the dictionary, which is really helpful, the subject definitions. I was wondering, is there a way, say I wanted to, I just saw that you have information on mortgage payments. Like, how would I track down what table that's in? That seems to be a place where I kind of get lost a little bit, to find, like, which MSA had the largest, median mortgage payments or things like that. Is there a way to map from the subject definitions back to the actual tables?
I would say the best thing to do is in FactFinder when I was talking about the topics. When you expand those topics, you can expand it by people and housing and kind of keep expanding those, and that should get you kind of closer to the different topics you see in the subject definitions document.
Okay, so I should essentially keep clicking on these different ones and look for anything that says housing or something like that?
Yeah, I would say go into FactFinder. You can either do the topics and expand there, or you can try, there's a field where you can type in different variables and search from there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Chanel Harris with City of Fayetteville. You may ask your question.
Yes, I just wanted to know if the thematic maps could be created using a smaller geographic, and also how small of a geographic if they can be.
I think what I showed were the state-level characteristics, and I think you can do smaller geographies than that. I think anything that's in FactFinder can be mapped.
Yeah, anything that has a geographic comparison table can be mapped, so you can map smaller geographies. And then in terms of your visual focus, you can use the pan and zoom tools to zoom in to specific areas that you want to look at more closely.
Also, one thing, when we do create these thematic maps, can they be printed out using a larger scale, or would you have to PDF them out into a format that maybe could be compatible with GIS?
I think there are some basic printer settings in American FactFinder for the thematic mappings that may allow you to scale the maps for certain paper sizes. I'm not 100% sure on that. I am not aware of any direct compatibility with GIS systems.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a question from Michael Livingston with Oklahoma Department of Human Services. You may ask your question.
Okay, thank you for taking my question. It's a pretty quick one. I had a question about American FactFinder with statistical significance. I don't know if I understood you correctly. Were you saying that an asterisk means that it's not statistically significant? Does that work everywhere? And then will there be any special characters to denote statistical significance or statistically very significant?
So I believe that when you do see the asterisk, what it means is that the difference is statistically significant.
Okay. I did see on one of the tables that there were two asterisks. Do you know if that means statistically very significant?
Pounds? Was it the table where I was showing the pound signs?
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. They were pounds, weren't they?
Yes. So you only get one asterisk no matter how significant. But when you see the pound signs, that's in the ranking tables, and I think the 2 pounds is showing the geography you selected that you want to, your selected geography, and then the single pound is indicating if the estimate is not significantly different.
Okay, thanks. I just completely overlooked that when I was going through.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Wei Yun with Washington State Office of Financial Management. You may ask your question.
Yes, thanks for taking my question. I was just wondering if I can use the ACS 1 year file to look at the insurance coverage by citizenship status.
We're looking at each other. We don't think that there's a table that has health insurance coverage by citizenship status, but you can always call us and we can help you walk through FactFinder to look.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I'm showing no further questions.
Awesome. So as we're still waiting for a few questions, if people still have questions, we encourage you to please take the time to complete our evaluation form and please provide us with feedback. As a reminder, please contact the Public Information Office if you are media. If you need additional assistance, that number is 301-763-3030. And for non-media, please contact our customer service office at 1-800-923-8282. Just know that today's presentation is available online if you would like to get that information and additional information regarding the American Community Survey and what's coming out next week. Operator, are there additional questions?
This time I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you. So as a reminder, next week, next Wednesday, we will be releasing the current population survey, income, poverty, and health insurance number on the 16th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. There will be a news conference. And the same day at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, we will embargo the 2014 American Community Survey statistics. On the 17th at 12:01 a.m. media, please feel free to release your story, but there will be an embargo period for 12 hours. Are there any other final questions?
Again, just press star 1 to ask a question, and one moment, please.
As individuals are queuing up, please feel free to contact us. Media, please do not forget to renew your embargo access.
And at this time, I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you. We would like to thank everyone for participating in today's webinar. Thanks for joining us, and you have a great day.
Thank you. And this does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. At this time, you may disconnect your lines.